Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity. It is the middle ground between evaluation and criticism. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
No flu shot, no new baby. It's as simple as that. It's case number 1015 in the Judgment Zone, where you call 222-2899 and vote jerk or justified. Yeah, it's flu season, and there's two sides to this. Pro-vaccination or anti-vaccination? This particular Buzz listener said, I don't care who you are, I don't care how close we are, you are not coming to visit my baby in my house unless you yourself get a flu vaccination. Is that jerk or justified?
It's totally jerk. It's new parent jitters, relax. It's just totally unreasonable to ask someone to do that.
Well, that's why I was going to say it's justified. It's the new parent jitters. Yeah, if this is her first kid, which it sounds like it would be to make this kind of rule.
The email was pretty long, but at one point she does mention this is our first baby. So
all right. So you are crazy. It's like a bride. You say things, you do things that are a little bit crazy, irrational, but whatever. She's the mom. It's her baby. Whatever you want me to do. Do you want me to do a little boogie dance when I walk into your house before I can see your baby? So be it. I'll do it.
What?
She sets the rules. Yeah. I want to see that baby. I have to get a flu vaccine, so I'll get a flu vaccine.
But if it doesn't matter, you got to understand how illnesses work, and especially with babies, you want them exposed to stuff so it's not. I mean, look at parents have, what do they call those, chicken pox parties. Or one of the kids' neighborhoods is chicken pox, and they bring their kids over so they can all get it.
But you know,
to
you
build
remember,
the immunity to it.
You remember when it's a newborn, though, they do advise you to kind of, you know, stay clear of public places because they are too little. I don't know how old this baby is, how many months old, but little babies, sure. It yeah.
Once your kid be like 20.
This is kind of like the...
and she's crazy.
This is kind of like the, you know, if you wear shoes in your house, okay, but in my house, you don't. So you can't call, you know what I mean? Take off your shoes. I don't care if it's normal to you, if you think I'm crazy or not. This is my house, my rules.
Close family or friends won't be invited to any events outside of the home either, including birthday parties and stuff like that. Baptisms.
Oh, yeah. My God. What if her own mother can't see the baby?
She said close family and friends. So
even
that's everyone.
Even when she brings the baby out somewhere?
Well, to come to, if it's for the baby, sure. I mean, I don't know if grandma's going to blindside them at the grocery store. But, you know, if they have a first birthday party at a venue of some sort, won't be invited to unless you have the flu shot.
Nah, just because you got the flu shots doesn't mean you're not going to have the flu virus on you.
Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
You say jerk?
Justified.
All right, what do you say? Jury 222-2899. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Absolute jerk.
Yeah.
She has no idea how vaccines work.
Right.
And the flu shot at best is 40%. Absolutely not.
So you must be in the medical...
If she hasn't had a booster, her or her husband, in 10 years, she's not getting all them childhood diseases anyway.
So you must be in the medical world?
I am in healthcare, and I do refuse the vaccine. Last year, I wore the flu mask for 8 months, and I'm going to do it again this year.
Good angle. Thank you.
Up your vitamin D, that's all.
Up your vitamin B?
Yes. Why is it only in the winter? It's seasonal. You lose your vitamin D in the winter. I take 5,000 units a day. I didn't get sick last year. And took care of people that were sick.
Wow. You're full of information. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
right.
I'm knocking on wood for her. Hopefully she doesn't get sick this season.
She agreed with Scott and voting jerk. Sandy, do you change your vote based on the medical professional's opinion?
Nope.
All right. She won't let close family or friends inside the house to visit the new baby unless they themselves have had a flu vaccination. Jerk or justified? Hi, the buzz.
I got to say jerk.
Yeah.
I mean, I can understand she's just trying to protect her kid, but, I mean, come on, that's a little over the top.
How can you tell her how to be a mom? It's almost like you're, it's her kid, it's her house, it's her rules, you know what I mean? You might not like it, but heck, she has every right to make those rules.
Yeah, but that's over the top.
Yeah, moms are crazy. New moms are crazy. I was there too.
You're crazy to agree with her.
I'm so crazy, mom, whatever. Crazy moms need love.
No flu shot, no visiting the new baby. That's the new mom's rule and the case today in the judgment zone. Call us up, jerk or justified.
A friend of mine, this is a while back, they just had their very first baby, went to go see the baby, and they had a timer in the bathroom. Like, what do you call it?
Like an egg timer? Yeah. Yeah, like a click, tick, tick, yeah.
Yeah. You had to wash your hands for 2 minutes, and they had to hear that timer go off. And then you could hold her baby. Now, that sounds crazy. And as I'm sitting there washing my hands, like, wow, this is a long time. I did it. Why? Because it's their baby. Who am I to tell them how to?
I got to tell you, holding babies are cool. Held one yesterday. My friend Scott's new baby, Landon. Awesome. Not worth getting a shot to me. I'll just see you in 6 months. I'll come by in 6 months. It's not worth it.
Any rules or anything that your friend, did he make you wash your hands or do anything? No?
No, I saw the picture. Kids laying on the floor watching the Bills game. Yeah. How old is he? Like the month old?
A week.
A week old?
A week and a day today.
Okay, so you got him on the floor watching the Bills game on a carpet
on
where
a
people
blanket.
Walk.
He had a blanket under
but
my thing.
Still, I mean, whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
But I love babies, but I'm not getting a shot for it. So I'm just throwing that 2 cents
You
anyway.
Are a germaphobe more than ever when you have your baby, especially the first baby. The passy falls anywhere, even on your lap, and you rush to wash it.
Yeah, it's just,
and then after the second, third kid, you're like, it's fine. It falls in a mud puddle. Right. You're like, fine.
It's so, you know, it's so outrageously jerk that they even have TV commercials about first kid, second kid, and how they try. I mean, it's just obvious. Don't over.
You can't call her out for being a jerk, though. You can't say she's a jerk because her rule is a rule that you don't agree with.
She is not the jerk. It's just a jerk rule. She is not a jerk herself.
If you're listening to the show right now, you are considered a buzz juror. That's where you can call up at 222-2899 and you vote, jerk or justified. You are the jury. Mom says, nope, you're not coming in unless you've got the flu shot yourself. You're not seeing my new baby unless you've got that one shot. Jerk or justified to make that rule. Hi, the buzz.
Justified.
Justified?
Justified.
Why is that?
Because it's her baby. She has the right to say who can be around the baby. What if they have the flu and she doesn't want them? Come around her baby, then she has that right as a parent.
Yeah, but what about if her husband goes to Wegmans while she's sitting with the baby and touches a shopping cart and brings the flu virus back? Doesn't mean, and he's got a flu shot, that's fine, but the virus is still going to be back in the house.
It doesn't have to make sense. The rules of the house.
Doesn't have to make sense to us as long as it makes sense to her. It's her baby, it's her child. Like her and her husband are the one that came up with the idea. That's all that matters. It doesn't matter to anybody else.
Right. That's what I tell my children, too. I don't care if you agree with the rule. I don't care if you think I'm crazy to have the rule. The rule is in place.
And they say, yas, queen.
Thank you.
Thanks for the rule.
Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Yep.
Thank you. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Hey, languages. Do I need to say jerk?
Just English will do, Bill.
Thank you.
Thanks. How the buzz, jerk or justified?
Good morning. Justified.
How?
Woo-hoo! Fellow crazy mama.
Okay, so babies, some, depending on how old they are, they can't get vaccinated against the flu.
The baby
so,
can,
you know
yeah.
What? Not newborn. How old is this kid? Is it 6 months old or is it a newborn?
Don't know.
Brand new baby.
Brand new baby. No, they cannot.
So you,
so,
can,
you know what? Mom is just being safe.
She's being safe, but she's also like, it doesn't mean that if you have your flu shot, it doesn't mean you're not going to bring the flu into the house.
And that, well, you have a smaller chance of getting the flu and giving it to other people.
And most people get the flu before they know they have it.
It doesn't matter if it's a rational rule. It just is mom's baby.
But it's her rule. Yeah. And if you want to see that baby, then hey.
No shirt, no shoes, no flu shot, no service.
No flu shot.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's go to this one. Okay. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
The flu is dangerous. It's totally justified. Yes.
To not let anybody in your house unless they had vaccinated.
Okay.
That's right. They can't. Their lungs are too small. They can't fight it off like you or I can, and they can't take medication. It's very dangerous.
Right, so obviously, did you do that with your kids?
I have two kids, yes, and I have three grandchildren, so and I agree.
We love babies more than these guys.
I get my
guys.
Flu shot every year.
Thank you very much.
All right. So now I just need one more juror to call up 222-2899 and say justified, and then we have a hung jury.
I just need one more juror to say jerk, and we could slam dunk this.
All right. Mom says, you're not coming in to see the new baby unless you got a flu vaccination. Hi, the buzz, jerk or justified?
I'm going to say jerk. As a new mom with a five-month-old, I wouldn't force somebody to get the flu shot.
There you go. Thank you.
Verdict is in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.